Canadian Coast to Coast, Cal Grattan with Wayne Montgomery. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Cal. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent.
Excellent. It's been a while since you and I talked, since you've been on this program, but
it sure has.
Nice to have you back.
Oh, well, thank you. It is great to be back on.
New tune called I'll Drink to That. We'll get into that in just a second, but what has been going on with you over the last little while? Probably a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I've seen some things change. I was with a local label out here on Vancouver Island, and I've switched. That label decided to kind of change direction with what they were doing, and I was picked up by a label down in Georgia. So that's a country music label, and Ecota Records USA, they picked me up, and so I started to work with them, and they've been fantastic, just getting me, you know, a lot of exposure, and it's gone really, really well. And then that started everything formally into the new album, which is almost complete, and that's where the single, which is the title track from the album, came from.
Nice. So this American label, so that means American dates for you then, or?
I'm hoping so. They're lining up some radio interviews down in throughout the U.S., and so it's going to be kind of interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing where this might go, but my roots are in Canada, so for me it's important that, you know, Canada is heard.
Yeah. Talk about BC. Boy, they're really making a mark in country music lately, aren't you?
They have. There's so much great talent out here, especially even on the island. We have so many great singers and songwriters and performers. It is absolutely fantastic. But Canada-wide, we have some of the greatest country singers and writers and performers that you'll find.
Now, when you look at the chart and you see all these Canadian artists hitting number one, for years that never happened, and now all of a sudden it is, and it's great to see, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. I mean, forever. I mean, we were led by the likes of Paul Brandt and guys like that, who really were George Canyon and guys like that were the guys that were that led the way and did some great work. And guys before that, I mean, we go back to some of the older artists. But we definitely make a mark now. It's so great to see.
Nice. New song from you called "I'll Drink to That." Tell me about that song.
Yeah. Well, that song, actually, what I did was, when I was starting to write that song, there was a character in the song called Billy. Mm-hmm. And Billy was going to be this arrogant guy who was pushing his way to the top. And then I thought, you know what? That is so outside my line of thinking. I decided to make Billy into every one of us. So Let's celebrate all the little things, not the big things like the lottery wins, but all the little stuff that we have that happens that's great every day. And we can stand there and be proud of those things. And other people can take pride and raise a glass and say, "That is excellent. I'll drink to that."
Nice.
And that's basically what it talks about.
Cool. And it's
really positive.
Exactly. And it's part of the new album, like you said, too, right?
It is. It's the title track from the new album, I'll Drink to That. And the album I'm so excited about because it's going to represent a lot of my influences throughout the year. So it has a real wide range of sounds to it. And for me, it was really important to get that out there.
And where'd you record it?
I recorded it locally, so I recorded it here in Victoria, in a small studio in Victoria, and I was pretty. They did some great work for me, and just incredible what they were able to do.
How are the live shows for you?
Oh, live shows are great. The first part of the year, actually, I kind of scaled things back just a little bit because we were so busy with the album and the recording and all the little things go. I can't believe how much time I've spent doing this stuff. But live shows really pick up. We've got things happening. And throughout the summer, we're just booked solid out here in the Lower Mainland and on the island. And it is just exciting. I love live. You meet such great people. And their energy just transfers to me. And it's just, I can't say enough about it.
You do have a band that backs you up constantly, of course, I guess.
I do. Mm-hmm. So the band that backs me up is called Montgomery County, and they are the greatest guys, and they work so hard with what they do. And I couldn't do my shows the way I do them if these guys weren't there behind me to do the things that they do.
Nice. Shout them out. Give us their names.
Oh, yeah, you got Charlie Palou, you got Raheem. You got Raheem, who's on the drums. Call him Dusty, and he loves it. Great guy. And then we got Gord, who's playing the bass, and Gord does some double work for me on the guitars and all that. And these guys are absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I'm glad you got me to shout them out because they are just
Yeah.
Superb guys.
Cool, cool. Wayne, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Best way to do it is, I mean, you can get me through Facebook, which is you can give me Wayne Montgomery in Montgomery County. That's the page there. And there's also an individual page just for Wayne Montgomery. I'm also out there on Instagram. I'm also out there on Twitter. And they're all linked through the Facebook page, so you can get to those easy. You can also go to montgomerycounty.ca. Mm-hmm. And go to that website is just about to be launched as a new website, so I'm excited about that too, and that will change everything.
Awesome. Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat today. Thanks for reaching out to me with this new tune too. So
I'm really excited. Thank you, Cal, for having me, and I look forward to coming back to you.
Wayne Montgomery, here's I'll Drink to That on Canadian Coast to Coast.